How safe do you feel cycling in the city of Cape Town? I'm not talking about cars. You would know if you're a cyclist. You get on that bike, you want to get in an early cycle before you go to work in the morning. You think that maybe a weekend ride to the city from wherever you are is a good idea, maybe from the Table View area. And you've got to go through, you've got to go through, especially if you're traveling from Table View through to the city, you've got to go through an industrial area, which is unmanned for all intents and purposes. So the chances of getting mugged there, pretty real. It's happened before. And maybe that scares you as a cyclist. Maybe cycling a trail or two in Cape Town or further on the Western Cape has not become as safe as you have been accustomed to. Your calls this morning on 021-446-0567. A sad story. A man stabbed to death while cycling along Brigantine Avenue in Fishhook. The deceased believed to have been in his 60s, I believe 68 years old, has not been identified yet. Was cycling along a trail on Tuesday morning. To tell you more about what happened, Robert Vogel is the CEO at Pedal Power Association. Robert, thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure. Good morning, Kino.
It's so sad, and condolences to his family. What happened?
Look, we don't know that much. I just got a message yesterday morning around before 10 a.m. that there was an incident involving a cyclist. Then later on, it just came out that he'd unfortunately passed away because of multiple stab wounds, is what we understand. He was 68 years old, a member of the local recyclers cycling club. We do know the identity of the cyclist, but we've not divulged it because that's not for us to do.
Absolutely.
But just the sad fact is that, you know, he was training for an event in Zimbabwe, as far as we understand. A passionate cyclist, known by quite a few people. A friend of mine was quite close to him as well. You know, and then it hits closer to home when there is a more direct connection to that person. You know, it's just sad for the family. I mean, we feel really sad for them too.
Now, so something that might confuse people is the story says that he was cycling along Brigantine Avenue in Fishhook, and then it says that he was also cycling along a trail. Is Brigantine Road a trail?
It's a suburban road. There is a link. There's a little bridge that goes off into the veld. So there is a cycling trail there, but we're not entirely sure yet where it actually happened. I don't know that. I've spoken to various authorities. They look actually literally looking at maps. But I think it's not really important where it happened and on whose jurisdiction, on whose land it happened. The fact is that it happened.
I think it is important to know where it happened because other people might be cycling that route. And I also think it's important to let people know that if some place is a hotspot, one needs to look out for that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I'm talking about the exact spot. The general vicinity
absolutely
is a hotspot area. That's the first incident there. It's close to Piers Cave. About 10 days ago, a lady was robbed of her bicycle on the other side of that hill on the road. There's a gravel road going to the Clovelly Golf Course. She was hijacked there. So that general Piers Cave, a lot of walkers have been attacked there in recent months. We know about that. So the general vicinity is a hotspot. But again, you know, some of it happened on Sandparks land, but we're not entirely sure if this happened on Sandparks land or City of Cape Town. That's the point I'm trying to make. Let us just treat this as an incident in that vicinity that is volatile or a place where one should look out for.
Indeed.
Be careful.
Indeed. You know. Now, if one talks about cycling in Cape Town in general, has safety become an increasing issue?
It feels like it. You know, I think it's always in the back of our minds. I mean, I've been involved in safety on the trails for about 8 years now. It flares up. That's our general experience. It flares up in a particular area, and then it moves on because then interventions are put into that area and all of a sudden the crime is shifted. It stops in that area, but it shifts somewhere else. So we're constantly working and shifting crime around, you know. So I think, yes, I mean, you spoke about the Table View to Cape Town cycle lane. I mean, it's a brilliant cycle path. And unfortunately, there's one area limited to about 100, 200 meters that is a problem area. But that sort of deters or gets people to not ride the entire route anymore, which is quite sad. So there was action intervention put in there by the city. There were patrols active there in that area. But still, we know, you know, you put patrols in somewhere, it never guarantees that nothing's going to happen.
Exactly.
You know, you just, as an individual, have to just be more vigilant.
No, indeed. And on that trail, the Pardon Island trail that you speak of, you then look at the cyclists taking that little bridge over onto the N1, and that is very dangerous because one's obviously very alert, or most people should be alert, and I almost connected with a cyclist cycling up there. So that in and of itself is very dangerous as well, but then you put yourself in the cyclist's shoes, and you say to yourself, but hold on, would I cycle on that lane at 4:30 in the morning? And I think the answer would be no.
Exactly. I mean, that's what happens. You know, we sort of make a plan, in inverted commas, and we look at where we can. The fact remains that the people are still cycling, which, you know, they will then choose a different line. And unfortunately, they then start heading into oncoming traffic on the hard shoulder of the road. And, you know, that's not ideal. We try and educate, but in the end, you know, it's a difficult one. You can't shift the cycle lane into oncoming traffic. What happens, and this is probably a similar scenario with yesterday, in that vicinity we have people living illegally. I'm not saying that that's where the problem emanates, but these communities need to be moved on. The crime on the cycle lane into the city emanates from one particular area. There are people living there illegally. You've got to move them on just to take that problem away, and the eventuality of something happening or coming out of that specific group, you eliminate it. You look at if you still have the problem, and then you look where it might be coming from. You know,
I think a lot of the issues that we have in society also stems from, you know, socioeconomic issues and the fact that they've not been tackled effectively as well. You know, you move a group of people from one area to another, they could potentially become a problem in another area if they are a problem in the first place. So, but Robert,
I agree.
But listen, thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning.